Official results of the vote for president. Total number of ballots cast, 379. Total number of invalid ballots, 1. Number of votes necessary for election to take place, 191. Total number of votes cast for Bishop Mark Hansen, 267. Total number of votes cast for Reverend Susan Johnson, 111. And it is my pleasure to announce that Bishop Mark Hansen is duly elected President of the Lutheran World Federation.
Thank you very much. I accept this election with a great spirit of humility. I am very mindful, as I indicated in my speech, that we live in a world that is very, very dominated by the United States of America. And it will be a daily task for me, as I tried to pledge in what I said, as a U.S. religious leader, to listen, to lead by learning, to lead by accompanying, to let you know that you are perfectly able, and I hope very confident, to challenge, to encourage, to correct. This is a complicated time for our world, and I accept this nomination very mindful of those complexities, but also very confident that I do not lead apart from you, but I lead with you. In 1957, the Lutheran World Federation gathered in St. Paul in Minneapolis, Minnesota. My parents took me as a 10-year-old boy to the large service where there were thousands and tens of thousands, and I think 100,000 Lutherans gathered to worship. That memory never left me. And though it is only a few kilometers from Minneapolis to Winnipeg, much has happened in the LWF in those years. We have grown in numbers. We have expanded in rich diversity. We have deepened our ecumenical commitments. We have strengthened our resolve to build communities of justice and peace and care for God's creation. It is my pledge as your president-elect to continue that path that I believe God is leading us and the Holy Spirit empowering us. I come to this office grateful for the leadership of all those who have served as president, most especially the leadership of President Krause these last 6 years and those who have served on the council. I come to this office looking forward to being a colleague with General Secretary Ishmael Noko and our fine staff in Geneva, who, if I had the power as president, I think I'd give them extra vacation this year, but I guess I don't have that power, do I? And I come to this office also looking forward to working with those whom you will elect this day to be on the council. The night before I left, my closest friend called me and he said, "Is the LWF really going to elect a parish pastor to be its president in terms of my 22 years as a parish pastor being my central calling?" And I said, "I don't know, but if I'm elected, I hope I never forget that the centerpiece of my ministry has always been the gathered community around Word and Sacrament. And so I hope I will be a president mindful of that's the strength of the Federation as you gather around Word and Sacrament each Sunday. I come to this office with a partner in life, and I want you to meet her, my wife Ione, with whom I have shared life for 33 years, and we share 6 children and a grandchild. Will you come and join me? Everyone in this assembly, and many of you much more than I, know how heavy are the burdens of leadership these days. And one of the ways the burdens of leadership are eased are when we pray for one another and we pray with one another. I pledge my prayers for you and ask your prayers for us and for the Lutheran World Federation in these coming years. And now I would like to pray with you. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus the Christ. We thank you for the gift of the community of Christ's body into which we've been baptized. We thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit, calling us to faith, uniting us, sending us forth to be part of God's mission for the world. Bless all those in the Lutheran World Federation, that we might be strong in faith, bold in witness, and confident of your leading. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Susan Johnson, for standing with me, and I look forward to working with you and all of you in the years ahead.